Maybe we can get money for nothing out of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
What do you reckon, Brownie? I'm a bit excited.
Digital currency. It's something that started about 10 years ago, but to tell us more, well, introduce.
It was a joke 10 years ago. Then Elon Musk decided to spend $1.5 billion on it, and the share price has gone up a bit.
Yep.
But it's just gone through its roof. It's doing its nana. And someone who knows a bit more about it, because you really don't want financial advice from Brownie and myself, is my mate from Morgan's Financial, Chris McDonald. Mate, you with us there?
Yeah, g'day, Rob. G'day, Brownie. How are you?
G'day, Chris. Good, mate. How are you?
I'm a senior financial advisor. I love saying that about you. I feel smarter when I stand next to you, Macca, and we talk to people.
The beautiful thing.
So, mate, what's going on with Bitcoin? What exactly is it?
What is happening? So, Bitcoin, as you said, has been around for about 10 years. It's a digital currency, which is basically a little bit like money you have in the bank, all those zeros. It's not big wads of cash sitting in a vault these days. So really it's set up by a mysterious guy 10 years ago. We don't know who he is, but they've set up a maximum of 22 million Bitcoins that can ever be mined by solving computer problems. And they've mined about 18 million of them. And here's the trick. There's about 4 million that people have lost by flushing down the toilet or throwing out their computer drive or forgetting their password.
Yeah.
So
hang on. You're saying that so these imaginary coins have actually disappeared.
Yeah, 4 million of them. So in today's dollars, that's not so good. I think that's about what is that, $100 billion or something.
Yeah.
Just lost.
Whoops. Because you need to have these specific codes to be able to get into your wallets to get them out. And if you lose them, it's not like you can make a phone call somewhere and get them back. In fact, there's a great story about a guy who lost his passwords and he bought thousands of them, $300 million worth he had.
Oh, no.
And what happened is he said, okay, you only get so many guesses before it's locked and gone forever. This bloke's got 2 guesses left, I think, out of 10. Jeez. And he's offering like $100 million to anybody that can crack his code.
I'd have a real problem. I quite often say to my wife, Gwen, have you seen my wallet?
But Robbie, your wallet doesn't have about $400 million in it.
Well, who's to say, Macca?
Now, well, look, you guys have paid the big bucks, I guess.
So that's right. Ask Brownie and I. Look, is this thing going to keep going? It's gone to $60,000 a coin.
$3,000, I think it is today, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the trick, right? Particularly in the last few months, ever since PayPal in the US allowed you to buy and store them on their account, and I think there's 300 million PayPal users, it's really started to go for leaps and bounds. It's gone from about 10,000 US to 49,000 overnight. So happy days for people that held them. Big question, can it keep going? Well, that really depends on you know, is it going to be more adopted widely? If people start to think out of their overall wealth, maybe they put 1%, 2%, 3%, 5% into Bitcoin. And that's what we're seeing with some of these bigger organizations. Mm. We saw Tesla get involved. There's rumors Apple might be buying some. Morgan Stanley, big US bank, looking at buying some. So once you do that, as I said, there's only 22 million of them that can ever be around, and probably only 18 million that are there.
Yeah,
and they become pretty rare. And as you know, if there's more buyers for something, it gets bid up, just like we're seeing in house prices on the coast.
Yeah, for sure. How does it compare to other? Because there's other cryptocurrencies, aren't there?
There is. And I guess I'd caution people, if you're going to buy the other ones, really, they tend to whip around even more than Bitcoin, which is the most trusted. I think it's Bitcoin in total is worth about $1 trillion now. The next ones are worth about 100, 150 billion. So I guess if you look in the others, there's ones like Litecoin, Ethereum, and Ripple are probably the other three.
Yep.
I'd probably look to get those in a little basket of currencies. That'd be the play.
Just to spread your load
Bitcoin,
out.
It's the biggest market.
And how would you do it? If I said to Brownie right now, I go, hey, mate, oh, let's get some Bitcoin. What do you do?
I'd say take a cold shower first.
Thanks, Macca.
I'm not doing that with him.
I'm not having another cold shower with you, Macca.
Remember what happened last time. So so if you're looking at doing it, first of all, I'd recommend initially be prepared to see it whip around. It has had a huge run. I'd more look at it as, you know, be prepared to put the money you're prepared to lose and be prepared to hold it for a few years. I do think it will go up over the next few years as it becomes more widely accepted and you can buy more things with it. But
yep.
Don't start leveraging up and trading it straight away, because that's the classic way of getting burnt.
Yeah.
But the easiest way is to do your research. You can actually log on to some of the biggest global exchanges. I'd have a look at Coinbase or CoinSpot.
Yep.
There, they can guide you through how you can buy them initially.
Yeah, right.
And it's interesting, in Australia, there's one called bitcoin.com.au. You can download the app, sign up, and you can actually go into the Australian Post Office, show them your ID, and actually buy them using your cash. So that's always we like to make things easy for you blokes, so maybe that could be a good way to start.
Yeah, all good advice.
I've got some friends that have got CoinSpot accounts, and they've shown me those, and I think that's Australia's biggest CoinSpot. I think you've got a million people in Australia that have got accounts. It's growing, that's for sure.
About as difficult to pick as lighting a candle on Birdie Beach.
Well, just a word of caution. Obviously, it's very volatile. Last time, it shot up to 20 grand and went back to 5,000 of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
The other thing is you can obviously lose your passwords, but you can also get hacked. So for people, it's okay to buy them on the exchanges, but then look at setting up your own cryptocurrency wallet, which has more protection. You can do it on your computer, or you can actually have a physical one, like a little USB drive that you can load them onto there. And as long as you know where that drive is, no one can ever nick them from you. They can't have someone out of North Korea coming in and hacking you and stealing your juicy digital coins that seem to be going up every day.
Or just hide your passwords in a little piece of paper under your pillow.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yes.
All right.
Well, there you go. It's a bit of food for thought there, Macca.
Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
No dramas, guys. Good luck and enjoy that cold shower. Yeah.
Cheers, mate. We'll do.
Senior financial advisor from Morgan's, Chris McDonald, joining us this morning to talk about Bitcoin and Ethereum and Ripple and Litecoin. So there you go. There's something to talk about at work today.
Ooh, geez, I'm going to sound smart at lunchtime.